The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
It's about training a country that you're broke back, you have no rights, and you have terms dictated to you by gangs of multinational combines, mega corporations, and the banks that own and control it through fraud. You know, the big six banks and the big five banks that package the same mortgage they don't even own and sell it up to 100 times. And don't get in trouble for mass total fraud. These are Bernie Madoff scams, thousands of times bigger, that have taken the world over through fraud. And now the communist Chinese are saying we can't have Trump and he's an enemy. And Trump comes out and says, you've hijacked our country. You have unfair trade deals, huge currency tariffs on us, bare minimum, no environmental standards. There's no way we compete with you. We're not against you, but you can't screw us and have a $400 to $500 billion a year trade deficit. Steve Watson has a new article, Infowars.com. This article needs to go viral. Chinese government official. Trump presidency would mean us no longer a superpower. Chinese finance minister calls Trump an irrational type. Trump says China has waged economic war on U.S. China sells its political peaceful dissidents' organs and then calls him in the People's Daily Hitler. Let me tell you, China, the communist Chinese wish they were as nice as Hitler, literally. Hitler may have killed... If you said people he actually killed, maybe 7-8 million people that they actually took and that weren't military combatants and killed. They killed though about 20 million Russians died, but a lot of it was starvation and things. But let's just say he killed 20 million Russians and another 7-8 million other people. Let's just say 27 million people. That's on the high end. Hitler, bad guy. I almost don't exist because of Hitler. I don't just mean George Soros' former operative trying to shut me down and things, but my grandfather's post almost died fighting Hitler. That's why the ADL, tries to make up stuff about me and Hitler, because I actually fight Hitler. If I was George Soros or Arnold Schwarzenegger going around wearing actual Nazi outfits, it'd be okay. Seriously. I mean, if you're a Nazi, you get, like, awards and stuff from them. But you almost don't exist because of the Nazis, or, you're with them. But there it is. Chinese government official, Trump presidency would mean... U.S. no longer a superpower. So Hitler kills 27 million, and then Mao kills 84 million, according to the Chinese communists themselves. And then, of course, they've killed tens of millions since then. So these are the biggest, most bloodthirsty, hateful, evil people in the world. Criticize the government, 5 years forced labor camp. Do it again, they sell your organs. And they're going to sit there with a straight face. The North Korea, the big North Korea, that's what China is, and lecture us about who we can have. And the average trendy loves being lectured by the Pope. I saw an article last week I didn't get to where Bernie Sanders went to the Vatican wall, and it said Bernie Sanders did a press conference. I saw the headline, never saw the video, from the Vatican wall and praised the Pope on letting in immigrants. They got a 200-foot wall there. Yeah, there it is. Sanders greets supporters at the Vatican. You got two atheist dirtbag communists. But see, that's a commie command base now, the Vatican, so he loves it. And there he is below one of their smaller 50-foot walls. The headline is just it's such an oxymoron. I want to praise you at your giant wall for calling for open borders, but no one inside your walled city. And Trump is a very dangerous person. There it is, outside Vatican walls. It's just the hypocrisy of these people has reached a new level. But see, they mean to have hypocrisy. They want oxymorons. They want to destroy logic. Truth is a menace, and logic is a crime. In fact, we should probably come in with the obsolete man with Rod Serling. You walk into this room, you walk into a world run by the globalists, where your intellect is seen as competition, and you're slated from birth to be turned into a drooling zombie. Well, guess what? This world's almost complete. but it's got a demolition filing for the near future. And on the ticket that hangs on its toe, it says New World Order, dead on arrival.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-G-O-L-D.
Bad news, Americans. You're probably stockpiling for a disaster all wrong. When the big one comes, you'll need more than that poisonous, over-salted survival food you now see everywhere. There are three vital things that your survival food is missing, and it's the first thing to disappear from grocery stores. Go to superfoodradio.com now to see my story of how I nearly died when I was forced to live on a popular survival food. That's superfoodradio.com, and I'll show you how everything you've been told about survival food is dead wrong. Go to superfoodradio.com now.
Are you concerned about the power grid? About the new war on the power grid? If so, this will be the most important radio message you will ever hear, and the most valuable. Here's why. An important book revealing new and dangerous vulnerabilities of the power grid has just been written. Incredibly, the author has agreed to give away several free copies, but only for a limited time to GCN listeners. He simply asks that you pay $3 to cover part of the shipping and handling cost. Even better, if you're one of the first 17 online today, he will actually FedEx the book to you. Why do this? Why would he spend extra money and all that bother to FedEx his new book? The answer is simple. America's power grid is in grave danger, and most Americans are clueless. Find out what's going on behind the scenes, and why the most common question this author gets is, do you fear for your life? Go to waronthegrid.com. That's waronthegrid.com. Don't wait. Waronthegrid.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
You walk into this room at your own risk, because it leads to the future. Not a future that will be, but one that might be. This is not a new world. It is simply an extension of what began in the old one. It has patterned itself after every dictator who has ever planted the ripping imprint of a boot on the pages of history since the beginning of time. It has refinements, technological advances, and a more sophisticated approach to the destruction of human freedom. But like every one of the super states that preceded it, it has one iron rule. Logic is an enemy and truth is a menace. This is Mr. Romney Wordsworth. In his last 48 hours on Earth, he's a citizen of the state, but will soon have to be eliminated. Because he's built out of flesh, and because he has a mind. Mr. Romney Wordsworth, who will draw his last breaths in the Twilight Zone.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're on stations, of course, across the country, AM and FM, many UHF, VHF, and cable systems also pick up the transmission that's simulcast in living television color here in our InfoWars news centers in Austin, Texas. InfoWars.com/show if you wish to find the free video feeds and more. InfoWars.com/show. And please don't forget, there's massive censorship against the internet, against talk radio, against filmmakers now, not just here, but all over the Western world. There is a concerted effort by both political parties in this country to complete the bankruptcy of this country and to roll us into a world government, to transfer our governmental powers to the non-elected IMF, World Bank, and, of course, the World Trade Organization under agreements like the NAU, EU, and TPP systems. The good news is Donald Trump's coming out and saying China, with 35 to 40% currency tariffs on our goods, is devastating this nation by design and economic warfare. He's telling the truth. Donald Trump is coming out and, of course, saying the Saudis were heavily involved in 9/11 with criminal elements inside our government and others. People say, well, go all the way. It was more than that. The point is, for a major presidential frontrunner, this is devastating. He started it 3 months ago. And I'm not going to toot my horn, but let's just say repeatedly I have gotten info to Trump, and then he's gone public with it. Stone was on months ago and said, watch next week. Trump's going to go public for auditing the private Federal Reserve. And he said, now, to be clear, I didn't tell him to. He now knows it's the time. And he's been mad about that for 40 years. And I talked to Dr. Corsi. He's known him 40 years. He says Trump is a sleeper patriot. Not a sleeper cell, but like a sleeper patriot. And that's why they're so scared of him. And now in a new AOL poll and others, nearly half of Sanders supporters say they might switch to Trump just over the fact that he's being robbed when he's clearly the front runner as well. So the gloves are off. The system is showing itself to be very naked. Ted Cruz is trying to spin all this. Here's the Daily Mail. Cruz claims he's won landslides. This is a quote. Over and over, beating Trump in five consecutive states, even though only one of them held an election. And he's walking a tightrope on Glenn Beck and Fox News. He goes on there and never says, he goes, the voters have spoken and Trump is a sore loser, and then never says the party canceled the election. Or he won Louisiana, he won Georgia, he won Arizona, he won Tennessee, he won these other states, and then they just take the delegates and give them to Cruz. He just goes, I'm winning, I've got the Bushes behind me. He's talking more and more like Herbert Walker Bush, who he says is his mentor. Revealed, Colorado lawmakers who voted to scrap election are Ted Cruz delegates, Breitbart. Well, that's not really surprising. Exclusive, Trump campaign, Cruz staged attack in Georgia to steal delegates, not grassroots activism. RNC chief, no changes to delegate requirement likely. They're going to go ahead with the steal. It is simply amazing to see all this happen. And I want to cover the waterfront with him. He's with us till about 40 after. Then we have Richard Reeves from New York on the eve of the primaries that start tomorrow. Looks like Trump's going to get 99 or more delegates, but if you add all the math up, he's going to be at like 116, 120, they're saying. But if you add it up, if Cruz hadn't stolen more than 70, 80 delegates, Trump would be way ahead if he wins these other states at the projections he's got. So this is really unprecedented. And again, I got big issues with some of the things Trump does. He is, yeah, you know, Al-Qaeda is not human, so let's torture him or whatever. We just become them or ISIS or, you know, let the FBI into the iPhone. He's not tech savvy. I told you the FBI was in that thing, you know, beforehand. Of course, they admit that now. But he's a nationalist. He doesn't want us to be screwed over. He just wants fair deals, and they hate him. They've got the MO on him. And I'm here to tell you, I've talked to people before he ran that said, you ever talk to Donald Trump? And I'm like, no. They're like, boy, he sure is against the New World Order. And these are people that know him well. I'm going to stop right there. And I'm like, really, Donald Trump? Is that guy like a liberal? You know, because I knew he was on the East Coast, tried to work with people. And I'm like, no, man, no. So well, for whatever reason, they're scared of him. And I want to ask Wayne Madsen, formerly high level of the National Security Agency, best-selling author, journalist, covering for decades what's happening on Capitol Hill. Doesn't really need any introduction here. But I want to ask him why he thinks they're so scared of Trump, what he thinks they may do. And then, of course, that ties into the devastating victory for humanity and all the listeners, the viewers. Wayne Madsen is one of the only other people who, within days of 9/11 happening, came out and said, this thing absolutely stinks to high heaven. You know, during the break, let's just replace my earpiece. Whatever's going on, we readjusted four times. I just want to get a new one, thanks. It just keeps falling out for whatever reason, even though we readjusted. It's driving me crazy. Wayne Madsen was one of the only people who would come out and say, look, we have false flags, we have inside jobs, criminal elements working with Saudi Arabia and others, clearly, ordered to stand down, normal procedures were not there, 15 of the 19 come from there. We had all these FBI whistleblowers and the embassy head whistleblowers saying they were ordered to let them in. And we told you, Saudi Arabia helped run the attack. They at least helped create the patsies. There was a stand down. And then they tried to radically, fundamentally change American liberty to take our freedoms, launched all these wars, attacked the wrong country, Iraq. And now we're backing ISIS and Al-Qaeda, who Saudi Arabia runs. And Saudi Arabia is threatening to pull $750 billion out of the United States to, quote, bankrupt us. That's the definition of terrorism, threatening physical or economic harm for a political or economic reason. And you can pull up, there's different definitions, but it's basically threatening violence or economic harm unless your political or economic demands aren't met. And they're holding us hostage. Think about how this is now one of the number one stories here in the United States. And I guess this is the season of things here on the show. Can you guys come in and turn the Mac Mini off? It's blaring protest stuff in here. Thanks. We have a really big, complex studio, and we've been adding a lot of equipment and a lot of things, and it's playing a video behind Wayne Madsen right now. So we will get that shut down. Thank you very much. And again, Wayne Madsen will be with us now until about 45 after. I want to give him plenty of time, and then we will be able to basically... Oh, I could have hit it right here on my button. I've got too much equipment here. But seriously, this is a really, really big time right now, because the fact that the gold and silver market are rigged, that's now mainstream news. The fact that the currency rates are rigged, that's now out. The fact that interest rates are rigged, that's now public. Everything's coming out. And the establishment, though, is just moving forward. So I want to ask Wayne where he sees all of this going. But, Wayne, do you agree with me that this is cause for celebration? And that Donald Trump, kind of at the coup de grace at the end of the road, helped push this over the edge. The fact that Saudi Arabian involvement in our government's bare minimum stand down. We know there's more there, but if this all comes out, congressmen that have seen it, Democrat and Republican, tell me it'll bring down the Bushes and the Clintons, and that, quote, made them cry. We know what's in those pages. Where do you see all this going, Wayne Madsen?
Well, for years, you know, myself and several other people have been calling for the 28 pages from that congressional intelligence report on the failures of 9/11 to be released. I've spoken to former Senator Bob Graham. I've spoken to Walter Jones. I've spoken to quite a few of the members of Congress who have called for that release. And it's always been, you know, the immense Saudi lobby that has weighed in against any release. Now, the Obama administration has signaled it's willing to release it. But my question is, what is it going to look like? Will the release of the 28 pages, will the only thing that's not blacked out be the page numbers, as is often the case with, major intelligence reports? I would also note that in the last week, we've finally seen most of the national intelligence estimate on Saddam Hussein and weapons of mass destruction. That's been released, the CIA report. And it says, it's right there, it says there was nothing to link Saddam Hussein with either 9/11 or WMDs. And a lot of people I know in the intelligence community who are my sources and who suffered greatly because of what they said, they said the same thing. They said what was in that report, and they contributed to that report, saying there was no connection between Saddam and WMDs or Al Qaeda. And yet, many of them lost their jobs. In one case, a young analyst at NSA named Ken Ford Jr. He said, "Look, there's no evidence. I've been looking at the intercepts of Iraqi communication. There's no evidence of any connection between Saddam Hussein and WMDs." And yet, you know, he was basically targeted in an FBI NSA security sting operation. Basically, what I heard that Dick Cheney said, we're going to make an example of some of these naysayers. And Ken Ford unfortunately, was one of the people targeted by the real criminal, Dick Cheney, and his, you know, his boss, who one could argue whether Bush knew really what was going on. Half the time he was drunk.
Now, Wayne Madsen, you have amazing sources, some of them public, like Sybil Edmonds, FBI translator. But today, we're really releasing new info from the 9/11 congressional report, the 28 pages, because I've interviewed Jones and other members of Congress. So have you. You've talked to a lot of the sources who got in trouble under the persecution of whistleblowers. And so now we know what they said 13, 14, 15 years ago, depending on which whistleblower, has now been vetted and proven to be true. So these were valiant people that wouldn't fix intelligence and wouldn't frame Iraq after the fact at the FBI, at the CIA, at the Pentagon, and other areas. So let's spend the next 10 minutes before we go to break, because you're a top expert on this, fleshing out what's really in the 28 pages and what the whistleblowers told us about it, because they're the unsung heroes now that this is coming out. I'm glad you reminded me that major persecution happened to the people that testified to Congress and others who didn't go along with the big lie.
Right. Well, when you look back, these individuals, I got to say, they came from almost every agency imaginable, including some that, you know, people haven't heard of, like the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency was one of the places where people
military officers at the Pentagon, people at NORAD, FAA, you name it,
Treasury Department that were monitoring the money flows. They all suffered, and, you know, including Secretary of the Treasury Paul O'Neill, who was basically run out of Washington because of what he found out about Saudi financing of the 9/11.
Don't forget John O'Neill, Deputy FBI Director, quit months before, went to be the head of security. His first day on the job was 9/11 at the towers, hired by the security firm of Marvin Bush. They sure killed two birds with one stone.
Yeah, that's right. John O'Neill, I never met John O'Neill, but I know where he used to go and drink in D.C., and the bartender who used to serve him told me how John O'Neill used to say, look, they're covering up for the Saudis. Like, we've got them, and there's going to be something really terrible is going to happen, of course.
Well, he was in the London Independent a few months before 9/11. He gave a speech saying, we're covering up for the Saudis. There's going to be a giant terror attack. I'm trying to stop it. He left the FBI to try to stop it.
Right. So what's in the report? From what I gather, it's going to basically, it names Prince Bandar. Remember Bandar Bush? He was so close to the Bush family. He got that nickname, Bandar Bush. He was a Saudi ambassador to the United States. He was the dean of the diplomatic corps. He'd been here longer than any other ambassador. So he's named. His wife was involved in transferring money to some of the actual hijackers who were then in San Diego.
Let's be clear. The Saudi ambassador to the U.S., his wife wiring money to the hijackers. That is sensational.
Yes. And it doesn't stop with Saudi Arabia. I've been told that the real gems in those 28 pages are what are contained in the footnoted material. I don't know if the footnotes are at the bottom of the page or they're, back towards the end somewhere, but the footnoted material, if you look at that, it's like peeling back an onion, layer by layer. You're going to get to some other countries, in addition to Saudi Arabia, that are implicated.
Now, again, people get confused between the Congressional Report and the 9/11 Commission Report, but
right.
The mainstream media is trying to use quotes out of the 9/11 Commission Report to confuse people and to say that Saudi Arabia, you know, clear evidence wasn't shown. But even members of the 9/11 Commission say there was a cover-up and Saudi Arabia was involved.
Yes, even the 9/11 Commission, and that's Governor Tom Kaine of New Jersey, and Lee Hamilton, who used to be the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, both came out and said that they were lied to. So the 9/11 Commission report, you might as well throw that in a trash can. The one we're talking about with the 28 pages was the joint congressional report done by the intelligence committees on the failures of 9/11. Why did it happen? They looked at it more closely than the 9/11 Commission, because what the 9/11 Commission did is they generated a report that was already written which was basically a wish list of everything the Justice Department, the FBI, CIA, NSA wanted to have in a perfect world where the U.S. has suffered, a perfect world for them, where the U.S. has suffered a catastrophic terrorist attack. So that's what the 9/11 Commission did, is they rubber stamped something that was already written.
That's right. And expanding on this, we see the perfect storm. Saudi Arabia wants to take out Iraq because then they can start going after Iran and Syria. That's all admitted. The globalists want to be able to have all their weapons sales, take domestic liberties away here in the United States. But the whole world used it to basically trample on freedoms. And then now they think we're so ignorant. Round two, they're funding ISIS. They're funding Al-Qaeda. It's now gone from a few thousand in Al-Qaeda to hundreds of thousands in ISIS. Very same Saudi flag they fly. It's just black, not green. And our media tries to cover up the link between Saudi Arabia and ISIS and Al-Qaeda today, when the West and Obama and NATO are working with Saudi Arabia and their proxy armies with Turkey and others. Israel's involved, too, to try to overthrow these countries.
That's right. And the Saudi ambassador who replaced Bandar, this guy Joubert, is now the Saudi foreign minister. He's basically in charge of this huge lobbying effort in Washington now to suppress the 28 pages, to basically twist the arms of members of Congress. And also now the Saudis are threatening to divest and sell off billions of dollars.
$750 billion. Isn't that going to cause a Streisand effect?
Well, it may. But, you know, what we have it now is Barack Obama going to Saudi Arabia. What's he, you know, what's he going over there to apologize?
And we've got emergency meetings with him and the head of the Federal Reserve in secret and the Treasury head that aren't supposed to happen under federal law.
Right. And we know that his CIA director, John Brennan, if he's not a Wahhabist, he was also former station chief of the CIA in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. If he's not a Wahhabist, he certainly has shown that he's very much pro-Wahhabist in his policies.
Well, he's certainly on their payroll, so let's talk about that. I've talked to a lot of other high-level people, and they say Brennan, who lived there over 20 years, did convert to radical Islam, and that would show, could this actually be a total double cross, where they're not just going to use radical Islam to attack us in a type of giant Tet offensive down the road with sleeper cells, but they actually may be deciding to totally double cross the West and bring it down?
Well, we've seen a little bit of that with the Turks. You know, their government is basically Islamist. It's cozy with Saudi Arabia. And, letting all these refugees flood into Europe. And what happens? You know, we've got it's been called a weapon of mass migration. And we got Soros and the head of the OECD saying, oh, yeah, well, this has to happen. These people need to replace the people who are retiring in the workforce in Europe. So there's more to it than just accepting refugees. There's people meeting behind the scenes that are looking at a new labor pool for Europe. But this labor pool of young men who are jihadists, they're not the kind of people you want taking jobs in Europe, because they're going to effectively change what we know as Western civilization.
Well, I know this. I went to high school and college with a lot of really nice Muslim people from Iraq, Jordan, you name it, Lebanese, awesome people, whether it be Christian or Muslim. But let me tell you, I mean, the stereotype, people from Saudi Arabia, whether they be rich or not, are super arrogant, chip on the shoulder, very hateful, and they just feel super entitled and just walk around treating everybody like crap. And I just, why on earth would we want to bring millions of these people in here, military-age men, when so many of them admit they're going to attack us? I mean, it's just, and then in Europe, if you criticize them, they arrest you. And I'm sure you've heard, if you criticize the Turkish president, Merkel will now have you arrested in Germany.
Right, right. I mean, that's what's going on. And I do know from being, talking to people and being in the Middle East, the countries that surround Saudi Arabia hate that country. They don't like the Saudi kingdom. And I'm talking about not just Iran, where there's a religious difference, and the Shias. By the way, the Shias, when you compare them to the Wahhabis, the Shias are like Unitarians or Quakers, I mean, in comparison. But the Iraqis, the Jordanians, the Yemenis, the Omanis, the Bahrainis, the Emiratis, the Kuwaitis have no time for the Saudis.
For those that don't know, the Saudis were white slavers. That doesn't mean they only kidnapped white people, sex slavers. They also robbed caravans. That's who they are. They are... They're desert bandits. I mean, man, you wonder why they took Islam and turned it into, keep women in slave pits? That's why the feminist groups love them. It's a form of cuckolding. Gloria Steinem and people just can't get enough of it.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-654-1632. That's 1-800-654-1632. 1-800-654-1632. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
Listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
Wayne Madsen's our guest for another 10 minutes. Then joining us from the campaign trail will be Richard Reeves, who is on the ground in New York. And then Lou Rockwell joins us to look at the big steal, 2016. We're about to go back to Wayne Madsen here in just a moment. I need to get on the phone with Wayne Madsen and war game with him as an investigative journalist that does work for InfoWars. We carry a lot of his stories at InfoWars.com. He is a member of the team. He has a lot of other great reports at WayneMadsenReport.com. You can also find his books there. But we're going to be going to Cleveland. We're also going to be going to the DNC. And, of course, the real action is going to be outside, but I'm getting passes, have passes to the inside. I had to get them another way, though. The RNC just, and I've gotten them before, is not giving them to me. And just, I'm going to have to sue them or file a complaint or something. They just ignore us when we call and give us the runaround. But I'll end up getting it another way, just not as press. But really, there's not much going on inside you can't watch on TV. The real action is going to be on the outside. But I wanted to ask Wayne Madsen what he wants to cover for us. So we go ahead and get him in place as well to cover both of those conventions with our crews as well. So Wayne Madsen, part of the team. And you notice that team is expanding.
because the globalists are engaging in so many crimes openly. And as people realize that we know what we're talking about, we get more and more support. But with that comes a lot of expenses. And that's why it's so important to remember, if you're buying water filters or want non-GMO heirloom seeds or want a Mo on Labe or Hillary for President t-shirt or want a book on the dangers of GMO or want a book or video about 9/11 and what really happened or Bohemian Grove, there are thousands of items. The best mini cook stoves, the best crank-powered shortwave radios, the highest quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply, private labeled for InfoWarsLife.com, private labeled under InfoWars Select, the freshest, newest, highest quality, special diet packages, you name it, you're not going to find food of this quality anywhere near this price anywhere. And look, I hope that we don't need to ever use this storable food, but it is insurance you can always eat. It's very tasty. But as crazy as the world is steaming towards depression, I've been getting medical supplies. I've been getting more storable food. I've got my firearms in line. I'm hoping we don't have war with Russia. I'm hoping the depression isn't as bad as many elites believe. But it's all over the news now that the millionaires are moving out of Chicago because they think it's going to collapse, and that billionaires are buying armored redoubts all over the U.S. and Europe. Stuff I told you 6 years ago. Big stuff's coming. All Hades is breaking loose around the world. We're on top of a mega massive bubble. And all Donald Trump's done is said maybe we should put the brakes on, and so they say he's the new Hitler. Anybody who's a nationalist is now the new bad guy. So please support the broadcast and know that your purchases are essential to what we do. The very best nootropic, Brain Force. It's normally 25% off retail. We did another 20-plus percent. It's 45% off retail right now, $22 for a super high-quality, all-natural brain booster. Try it today. This is a great introductory price to try it. InfoWarsLife.com is the subsection that has all of our supplements and nutraceuticals. DNA Force Plus is now back in stock. Patented form of the antioxidant CoQ10, BioPQQ, that's the big one. Patented digestive enzymes, immune-boosting astragalus root, pomegranate extract, plant-based resveratrol, and a lot more. It's back in stock. Just one of the ingredients, BioPQQ, is patented. It is the only naturally occurring, naturally produced, that's not synthetic, BioPQQ out there in the world. That's why it costs $30,000 for us to run a batch just for the BioPQQ. What is it, $14,000 a kilo, and takes more than 2 kilos in each batch. That's why this is such a game changer. That's why it's somewhat expensive. Similar stuff out there that you get at medical facilities from doctors is not prescription, but that's where you get it. It's $300 to $400 a bottle. Ours is $134 a bottle, and it's turning heads across the industry because it's such a nutraceutical. But then we've got stuff like, you know, high-quality silver bullet colloidal silver for $5 less than the leading competitor when it's the very same private-labeled colloidal silver at InfoWarsLife.com. Or you can call toll-free, 888-253-3139. Now, going back to Wayne Madsen and a little bit of time we have left with Wayne. Wayne, you've heard me throw out a lot of points here. The election theft. Why are they so scared of Trump? What's other big news you're working on? I know you've broken some big stories as well that are at WayneMadsenReport.com and InfoWars.com. Karl Rove backing Cruz and Clinton at the same time. Also, you asked, was Cruz's father linked the JFK assassination? A Cuban hired by Lee Harvey Oswald bears a striking resemblance. Well, we know he was tied into these very groups. And the Bushes were running that operation. We know he later, Cruz himself came to work for the Bushes. So let's cover those issues right now, Wayne.
Well, yeah, the one I'm currently working on is the Rafael Cruz. Now, there's actually, there's like three Rafael Cruzes. This gets really complicated, but when I'm looking at the background of the Cruz family, I think we got another Obama. We've got CIA people on both sides, mom and dad. The photograph, the one with Lee Harvey Oswald pamphleteering in front of the International Trademark in New Orleans, by the way, which was owned by Clay Shaw, who was the main target of Jim Garrison's investigation. We have The only guy not identified in that photograph is the guy that looks a lot like Rafael Cruz. I've got the FBI report from November 1963. They were not able to identify that individual. The House Select Committee on Assassinations of 1978, Robert Blakey, the general counsel, recently reaffirmed after he appeared on a front line. He said, we don't know who that guy is. We never determined who that guy is. Well, even if you're not going to use the photo as evidence of Rafael's ties to the people in New Orleans that were being looked at by Jim Garrison, let's look at his company he worked for. He said he was a geophysical computer guy for this company that was owned by a French oil services company, Schlumberger. The heir to the Schlumberger company, Jean de Menil, winds up as a member of the board of directors of Permindex out of New Orleans, which was a CIA front company run by who? Clay Shaw. The photograph of the Rafael Cruz lookalike is taken where? In front of the International Trademark owned by Clay Shaw. So even if you don't use the photograph as evidence, you got to look at the business ties as evidence. And here's the scariest thing. Ted Cruz has just hired a company called Strategic Communications Laboratories out of London, where his mom lived from 1960 to 1966. Married to a guy over there who we don't know what he did for a living, but this company specializes in mass deception, psychological warfare, influence operations, and behavioral modification. Its U.S. subsidiary, Cambridge Analytics, has been retained by the Cruz for President campaign as an advisor. Now, after I broke the story about New Orleans and the possibility that's Rafael Cruz there pamphleting with Lee Harvey Oswald, I've been attacked, and it's always the same characters. One of the attacking sites is Wong Ket. They were the same site 9 years ago that attacked me for reporting that Dennis Hastert was involved in molesting members, underage members of his high school wrestling team in Yorkville, Illinois.
You've now been proven right. You're the first person I ever heard say that Hastert, this is like over a decade ago, you said he was a perv, a pedophile, that you were investigating that. And so where's your Pulitzer Prize there, buddy?
I don't need those prizes. I've been to these ceremonies where these people award each other prizes. It's really disgusting because...
No, I agree. You don't want a Nobel Prize or a Pulitzer, no.
No, I mean, you're basically, to get one of those, you're submitting to some control. So if you get one, if I ever got anything like that, I'd say, I messed up. How the hell I get one of these? I shouldn't be getting one of these because, you know, people that get those are part of the system. But the story on Rafael Cruz and the grandparents, his name was, look, Ted Cruz's father was Rafael Bienvenidos Cruz. His father was Rafael Bienvenidos Cruz. Now try to look up records on people with the same last name. But the grandparents came from Cuba in 1966. Rafael came in 57. He said he came to escape Castro's Cuba. 57, Castro wasn't in power for another 3 years, so he lied about that. His father worked for RCA in Cuba at a time when RCA was involved in a lot of anti-communist activities, including setting up clandestine radio stations for the CIA. So, what do we know about the Cruz family? Right now, we know about as much as we knew about Obama's family in 2008. And mea culpa, I didn't look at Obama's family back then, and I found out soon enough, weeks after his inauguration, how he was linked to the CIA. And it turns out the whole family.
Well, I'll tell you, Cruz's dad does have a interesting looking features that are somewhat unique, and it does look like a spinning image of his dad. But then you add it in together with the whole Cuban community, how he's one of the early communities, how he's hooked into all these different skunk works type organizations,
yeah.
And then how his son goes right up at the top with the Bushes, who we know are running the operation to kill Kennedy, George Herbert Walker Bush Sr. Who's come out in declassified documents to have been in the CIA in the early 60s. He lied about it when he became the director in the 70s, just magically the director, but never been in it.
Yeah, and one of the guys in that photograph in front of the trademark at the far right is Chauncey Holt, who was the accountant for Meyer Lansky, the mobster. And Chauncey Holt apparently told author Ed Haslam, who wrote a book about all this in New Orleans in those years, that all the Cubans in that photograph were part of the CIA's Operation Mongoose. That was the clandestine program to overthrow Fidel Castro. And Oswald was there doing all this just to, you know, sheep dip these people as part of an anti, a pro-Castro movement.
Sure, it's a cover. Absolutely. Yeah, this is to get the legend going. Let's shift gears out of this. What do you make of Trump with the communist Chinese government now coming out saying, you know, we're going to have a trade war with you. You're not going to be a superpower if you go for Trump. Trump saying, hey, you're involved in economic warfare. What do you make of the Saudis getting so mad of him? What are you thinking about Trump these days?
Well, I mean, I think he's absolutely right to be upset about the theft of delegates by Ted Cruz. I ran across this in, when I covered the 2000 campaign in the Republican convention. That year it was in Philadelphia. And I remember McCain was running against Bush for that nomination. And McCain won the state of Michigan, which was a winner-take-all state. So here I see Michigan Governor John Engler on the street, and I said, Governor, can I have a word with you? And I said, how come you're here representing Michigan when Michigan was a you know, winner-take-all, McCain won it, you're the co-chair of the Bush for President campaign in Michigan? He says, oh, well, we just couldn't allow anybody coming off the street to say they were a McCain delegate. We had to vet them. And in that process, McCain lost a lot of his delegates in winner-take-all Michigan. Look for the same thing to happen in Florida, where Trump won every county except for Rubio's Miami-Dade. Winner-take-all, we'll see.
They've already done that. They're already taking Georgia. They're already taking Tennessee. Exactly. They're already taking Arizona. All these states where he wins, they just take it. And then Cruz gets up there and says, I've won a grassroots uprising. The voters have spoken. Talk about a psyop, and he never says it was voterless. And then they criticize myself and Drudge and others because we dare to point out they're now going voterless like never before. Is this a sign of desperation or arrogance, Wayne?
Well, look, look at the people who have glommed onto the Cruz campaign. You got Neil Bush acting as an advisor to him. He's a crook from the Silverado saving and loan collapse. We got Jeb endorsing him. And then we have David Dewhurst, the former lieutenant governor of Texas, who ran against Cruz for the Senate nomination, lost in the primary, and all of a sudden he comes out and endorses a guy who he absolutely had no time for, Ted Cruz. Why? Well, who did, you know, what agency did David Dewhurst use?
CIA. And by the way, he wasn't just some analyst. He was down in Central and South America with Klaus Barbie.
Yes, and you know what? This is all home week with the Cruz campaign. They're all coming together. David Dewhurst and the Bushes and we're, you know, we're to believe that Rafael Cruz, who lived in Dallas and then moved to New Orleans in the early 60s.
And now this crew of narcotics trafficking, rogue government CIA people are telling us we don't get to vote in America anymore. And they have the Chinese communists calling Trump Hitler when they've killed 84 million people.
Yeah, I would note that Ted Cruz's dad decides to leave New Orleans in 67 to move to Calgary. That's the same year Jim Garrison began his investigation of exactly who was with Oswald in 1963. You know, gee, Raphael, you sure got out of the country fast.
Amazing. Wayne, let's talk. Call me this afternoon or just tell me. Send an email to do, the news director, because I know we're getting everything coordinated. What you think we ought to target, what you want to do in Cleveland, but also there when the Democrats meet later and in Philly. So let's get this going.
Absolutely. I think you're right, though, that in both Philly and Cleveland, we're going to see a lot of protesters, Sanders protesters out in the streets in Philly and Trump people out in the streets in Cleveland if more of the chicanery is.
And by the way, Trump's come out and said, I don't want violence. You're going to have a lot of mad people if you steal the election in Cleveland. I'm concerned when he's at a police union in New York. I saw the clip on Fox this morning. And they acted like he was calling for violence. No, he wasn't. It's the Soros Democratic Party Black Lives Matter crews that are openly running around calling for violence. And our crews have been all over the country documenting it.
Right. And remember who his his major opponent, Cruz, has working for him, a company that's tied to the CIA that specializes in mass deception, psychological warfare, influence operations, and behavioral modification. And we know through history the CIA has used the media to accomplish
these things. And what that means is really fancy lying, where he gets up there and goes, I won all the popular votes in these states, and Trump's mad, hoping you don't go look, and they canceled the elections. I mean, it's just called brazen lies. They just charge them a bunch of money to teach them how to be con artists. It's amazing. Listen, I'm on the knife's edge about going to Germany, to Dresden, to cover Bilderberg in the middle of June. But regardless, I'm looking to want to send you and some other people. So let's talk today, Wayne Madsen.
Absolutely. Okay.
All right. So you want to go to Germany?
I'll be over there, sure.
All right. Well, let's line it up. All right. We're going to break, folks. We're going to come back for a couple segments with Richard Reeves, and then we're going to go to Lou Rockwell. And I'll open some phones up when Rockwell's on with us. Briefly, sending reporters to Germany to cover Bilderberg, expensive. You want the intel. Get high-quality products at the best prices that you absolutely need. High-quality portable foods, high-quality nutraceuticals, high-quality non-GMO heirloom seeds, high-quality T-shirts, books, videos, all of it. Shop with the good guys. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsLife.com is the nutraceuticals. And shop with the good guys so we can really cover everything we need to cover. And you notice we're covering stuff because folks have been supporting us. I salute you and thank you. But go read the reviews about the nutraceuticals. They're five-star, folks. You're missing out on Super Melbach.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at Emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at Emberlit.com.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
You've woke up to the deception. You understand how big government and corporations are controlling you. Guess what? The trail goes even deeper. When you want to learn the full truth, visit toolsforfreedom.com. We take you further into uncovering the conspiracy than you've ever been before. Click toolsforfreedom.com. Use coupon code radio to get a free DVD today. Or call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. toolsforfreedom.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
I hear the train come, it's rolling around the bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine. I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom prison, and time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps rolling, on down the San Antonio. When I was just a baby, my mama told me, son, always be a good boy, don't ever play with guns. But I shot a man in Reno.
Richard wouldn't tell us his location. He's got something to surprise us on air. We're going to go to Richard Reeves, my good buddy and InfoWars political correspondent, joining us, I would guess, from New York, probably Trump Tower. I'm not sure. We're about to find out. But before we go any further, I cannot express to you that huge, exciting things are happening, good, bad, and ugly. And when I say we're starting to turn the tide against tyranny and that evil is in trouble, I'm not saying that as a cheerleader. I'm saying it because it's true. And it's a big deal that Saudi Arabia's role in 9/11 is coming out. There's a lot of whistleblowers lost their jobs, got in trouble, and got killed, so we know the truth. The globalists are in trouble. People, the Pentagon said no to backing al-Qaeda in Syria, so they changed the name to ISIS. I mean, so many good people in government, not a government, are saying no. The New World Order is having trouble, and now they want to tell us Trump is Hitler. The communist Chinese, the biggest mass murderers in history, because they got deals screwing us. And they got a bunch of collaborators in our media and the left and the Republicans going along with foreign leaders that are mass murderer connected lecturing us. It's over. So we win because of Trump running. Even if they cheating, they do it in front of everybody. I know he's got a lot to talk about in the 10, 15 minutes we've got with him. Richard Reeves is in, I'm guessing, New York. Where are you, Richard?
Yes, sir, we do have a lot to talk about. And before I reveal my surprise location, I got to say, that piece that you and Wayne Manson just did, that is completely best of, totally best of. This audience, anybody that calls themselves a journalist, if they're not listening to the Alex Jones Show on a daily basis, then they're not a journalist. They're missing out. It's incredible what Wayne Manson did. Now, I know this breaks protocol, but I am actually here. I'm on the way to shuffling off to Buffalo here after this interview. But I am actually in Cleveland at the Quicken Loans Arena right across the street right behind me. I don't know if they had any idea when they paid the big bucks for that sponsorship, if they knew they were going to be ground zero for what's coming up. But they are. So, yeah, we got a lot to talk about. That Wayne Manson piece, just incredible information.
Yeah, I mean, just bombshell after bombshell. He was breaking down what's in the 28 pages because he's interviewed the people that put it together.
Absolutely. And speaking of 9/11, the 28 pages, there are people, as of even today, that, oh, you know, us talking about 9/11 inside job, the 28 pages, etc. Hey, take your tinfoil hat off, Alex. Take your tinfoil hat off, Richard Reeves. Take your tinfoil hat off, InfoWars crew. Well, guess what? They've all put on their tinfoil hats. They're joining in on
I know. What's it like when it's in the New York Post that saying, U.S. government covered up Saudi role. U.S. government stood down on 9/11. We're proven correct. I got to tell you, it feels good because it means the criminals are going to get brought to justice. There's a better chance of that now. This is so exciting, Richard. Those arrogant bastards, when they did this, thought they'd get away with it. Well, guess what? You're not.
It's exciting. And that's like, okay, if anybody thinks that Trump is not the right man president, think of the influence Trump has had on so many things.
Oh, my gosh. It's like gigantic huevos, man.
You got the Chinese threatening economic sanctions. Come on. You got the Saudis threatening economic sanctions on the U.S. Give us a break. You haven't even seen a superpower yet, China. You haven't even seen a
superpower. Yeah, we're being destroyed. We're being How dare them sit there and bully us and lecture us?
It is pretty crazy, I tell you. So it's very exciting to see. Like I say, you've got people.
It shows how arrogant they are, Richard. I should be madder. You're right to be upset. I mean, folks, are you sick of the biggest mass murderers in history telling us we can't have somebody that says we should have better trade deals? That's how broke and whipped they think we are. Stay there, Richard. I know you got a lot to cover. So he was telling me he's going to be in New York today. I guess he stopped by Cleveland to recon that area. And by the way, you know, wild horses couldn't drag me away from that in July. Stay with us. We're going to be right back in T-minus 70 seconds. InfoWars.com. Spread that link. Spread that link. They don't like that link. Spread that link. Have you spread that link today?